You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So last week, there were reports that McKinsey and Company had finally reached a settlement agreement with the US authorities as well as the National Prosecuting Authority in South Africa, in which McKinsey had agreed to pay $122 million, or about 1.2 billion rand, for the accusations that were leveled against it related to its past activities relating to one of its directors. Following this, of course, there have been a couple of announcements that have come out, and the Black Business Council is of the view that a company like McKinsey should no longer be allowed to do business in South Africa, perhaps, or should face more serious consequences than just a fine. I'm joined on the line by the Black Business Council's CEO, Hanky Matabane, to take a look at this and get a better understanding of it. Ntata Matabane, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Your initial thoughts on the situation that McKinsey and Company find themselves in, having reached a settlement in both South Africa and in the US?
Good evening to you, Jimmy, and the listeners. The issue for us is we always need to be careful on what example are we setting and how do you treat Company A as compared to Company B. For us, I think that is very, very important. But we welcome the outcomes. And by paying the money, they are basically paying back the money. They are basically saying they are accepting that they are wrong. They are accepting that they are corrupt. So if someone is corrupt, or if a company is corrupt, then what do? You have to hold them accountable and not only accept the money. Because if you accept the money only and then leave them, and leaving them, I mean, you leave the company, they're still doing business as if nothing has happened. You leave the executives who took the decisions and who signed off the agreements. You are sending a very, very, very wrong message, especially in South Africa, where we've got a history like we have. And we've seen other companies, for example, like Ngongi, that were fingered in the state capture, closing down, and then people are going to start asking themselves questions. Is Ngongi shutting down because it's black, and McKinsey because it's white owned, it's allowed to continue doing business? You are also making people to ask other questions, like, it looks like when you've got money in South Africa, you can buy your own freedom. Hence we are saying we need to be very, very, very consistent in how we treat people who are found to be corrupt, because we need to set an example. We need to set a deterrent mechanism. But if this is how we're going to continue, we're going to basically find that the rich companies, they will do as they wish when they are found. Because remember, McKinsey didn't find itself, didn't reveal itself. It was discovered. When they're discovered, then they say, I'll give you the money back. And then life goes on.
Ntata Matabane, what more repercussions would you like to see as the Black Business Council? I mean, understanding, of course, McKinsey has already confirmed that the partner in question that was involved with these activities that were less than forthcoming on the corruption activities, that partner has since been fired by McKinsey from their perspective. So they've taken steps not only to pay back the money, but also to fire the partner that was implicated. What more would you want to see happen here?
Yeah, but I think that is the cop-out. That's not the issue.
Mm.
The partner does not sign for themselves. There's a process of authorization in any company. The transaction will start from someone, it goes to the next person, the third person, fourth person, fifth. And McKinsey is big, so probably maybe 5 to 10 people are involved. And nothing happens to those people. That's one. Secondly, the company itself.
Mm.
You accept that as a company we've corrupted South Africa, you nearly collapsed the entire country, and then you wake up tomorrow, I've paid my money, then life must go on. It must be very nice to be white and big, because the company must face consequences besides the money that they paid. Hence, we're saying they must be completely banned. They must be banned probably for 10 years, and then after 10 years, they can come. But they can't operate as if nothing has happened. Hence, we are very, very disappointed with BUSA, or Business Unity South Africa, for working with McKinsey. Even if they claim it's pro bono, the fact that of the matter that they are busy promoting McKinsey is going to be able to get lines through them. So indirectly, they are funding state capital because the money that McKinsey is going to get through their exposure is basically part of the money that they are paying to back to South Africa. So they are basically funding state capture. And these are the people who are forever lecturing government, they're lecturing all of us that, no, corporate governance is important. Good corporate governance is important. But now they are treating, because this is part of them, they are treating them with kids' love. It's very, very disappointing. So we're calling for the total ban by both private sector and public sector, so that we set a good example and deter the others who are thinking of doing the same thing.
Mm. You bring up the BUSA announcement recently, of course, McKinsey announcing that they will be partnering with Business Unity South Africa for promoting South Africa and promoting South Africa's G20 objectives in particular, while we hold the G20 presidency. From McKinsey's perspective, they've said that it shows their commitment towards wanting to regain the trust of South Africans and their commitment towards the people of South Africa. Should we not give them the opportunity to right their wrongs? Is there another way we should be giving them an opportunity to right their wrongs? I hear you on the accountability part of it. We definitely need to be holding individuals and companies accountable for their wrongdoings. How do you respond to them saying they want to regain the trust of South Africans?
They can go for 10 years and then they can come back after 10 years and want to ask for apologies.
Mm.
There's never been a black company that was found wanting that is still existing. So, as I'm saying, these things are raising racial issues, that to say, if you've got a certain skin, you can do as you wish. And if you are black and small, you close down. And then McKinsey is not the only example. KPMG has been there. It's not closed down. But Mkongi, which was an accounting firm owned by blacks, closed down. So let's not perpetuate the pre-1994 behavior of saying, if you are white, you can do as you wish, and then nothing happens to you. And if you are black, then you die.
Mm.
You need to create an environment where justice is seen to be done, and is done, and without any fear or favor.
Mm.
Because perception is very, very important.
Mm. And Dr. Matabane, without getting too much into the racial side of it, do you think that a part of the way things have turned out is something else that you mentioned earlier in our chat around the capital? Having the ability or the financial means to be able to settle these kinds of agreements, knowing that there might not be anything beyond that kind of settlement. Do you think that perhaps we should have something, regardless of whether it's a white-owned company, a black-owned company, from a repercussions perspective and a consequence perspective, do you think that we should have something like you mentioned, those bans being imposed, saying, we understand that you have the money to repay, but we're imposing a ban so that this is the deterrent. So rather than focus on the ownership of the company and the racial side of it, should we not just be looking at it and saying, you've done wrong, there's a ban, regardless of what your business is willing to pay?
Yeah, I agree with you. That's what we must do. But remember, South Africa comes from a certain history where you're going to find that it's only white companies that can afford that money, because majority of them benefited during apartheid, they're still benefiting now. Majority of black companies are small. Even if they are small, they are medium, they cannot afford to pay those billions without disappearing. So I hear what you're saying, but you cannot ignore the history of South Africa. But even if we did not have the same history that we had, from a principal point of view, if you are found guilty, you should not be allowed to pay yourself out of your troubles.
Mm.
Because it means only those who have are favored by our law enforcement environment. Then you are creating a problem, because then the rich will continue to behave the way they want, knowing that, no, if I'm found, I'm going to buy myself out of this thing.
Corruption is corruption, and it should be dealt with decisively. I think we'll leave the conversation there, Dr. Matabane. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Hanky Matabane, CEO of the Black Business Council, sharing his thoughts around the McKinsey settlement that came through last week. And perhaps more should be required of companies that have been found to have previously done wrong.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.